It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today's a national holiday. And I don't know if you knew that or not.
What are we doing here?
Today's Constitution Day.
Constitution Day.
Yes.
Love it.
It commemorates the signing of our Constitution on September 17th, 1787.
Wonderful.
Yes. So the Constitution.
Yes.
Starting off really strong here. Of the United States is the supreme law of the United States. It superseded the Articles of Confederation, the nation's first constitution, on March 4th, 1789. Originally including 7 articles, the Constitution delineates the frame of the federal government.
Mm.
The drafting of the Constitution, often referred to as its framing, was completed at the Constitutional Convention, which assembled at Independence Hall in Philadelphia between May 25th and September 17th of 1787.
Okay.
Delegates to the convention were chosen by the state legislatures of 12 of the 13 original states. Rhode Island refused to send delegates.
Why? What was up with Rhode Island?
I don't know.
They like the original draft? They didn't
I
want
guess.
To yeah,
yeah.
Do it without us. I'm calling in sick.
The convention's initial mandate was limited to amending the Articles of Confederation, which had proven highly ineffective in meeting the young nation's needs.
Mm.
Almost immediately, however, delegates began considering measures to replace the articles altogether. One of the primary motivations for starting from scratch was money.
Oh.
As is so often a motivation.
Yes.
At the time, the central government was mired in debt from the Revolutionary War. While the federal government could request money from the states, states were under no obligation to pay.
And Rhode Island was already putting up an attitude, Rhode Island.
That's right.
They're definitely not
going to
pay.
So they're like, we're just going to write a whole new constitution.
Start from scratch.
Right.
Go for it.
So the U.S. Constitution has 4,400 words. It is the oldest constitution of any major government in the world.
Hmm.
The original U.S. Constitution was handwritten on 5 pages of parchment by a guy named Jacob Challis, who served as assistant clerk to the Pennsylvania General Assembly. Imagine that. That would be a very, like, what if you messed up? There was no, you couldn't go back.
They probably got the best guy on this job.
You know
what I mean? The guy who, he had written a lot of things, probably a lot of letters. Poetry, perhaps.
Maybe.
And they said, that guy's going to need handwriting. Bring him in
to
do this job.
Well, he was paid $30, which is the equivalent of just over $1,000 today for his work.
And so, a heck of a story,
Not bad.
He gets to tell everybody. Look, guess what I wrote?
Guess what I did?
I was the dude that wrote that.
He couldn't be left-handed, though.
He wouldn't. It would be smudgy?
Yeah. He had to be right-handed.
The left-handed people, they were sent to Australia, weren't they?
I think they were, I don't know.
They were banished to Canada?
Something like that.
Some other nation?
The U.S. Constitution was written in the same Pennsylvania State House where the Declaration of Independence was signed and where George Washington received his commission as commander of the Continental Army.
Mm.
So two of America's founding fathers did not sign the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson was representing his country in France, and John Adams was doing the same over in Great Britain.
Oh,
at 81, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania was the oldest delegate at the Constitutional Convention. And at 26, Jonathan Dayton of New Jersey was the youngest.
Wait, so 81, what was the average life expectancy back in?
A lot younger than that, I bet.
Yeah, so this dude was super old for that time.
And there were 6 men who signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Okay.
Since the Constitution became operational in 1789, more than 11,000 amendments have been introduced in Congress.
Jeez.
33 have gone to the states to be ratified, and 27 have received the necessary approval from the states to actually become amendments to the Constitution. 11,000?
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
You throw a lot of stuff at the wall, you see what sticks.
Yeah, you see which ones
sticks.
Right.
Throw it.
The first 10 amendments, known collectively as the Bill of Rights, offer specific protection of individual liberty and justice and place restrictions on the powers of government within the U.S. states. The majority of the 17 later amendments expand individual civil rights protections. Others address issues related to federal authority or modify government processes and procedures. And there was only one amendment to the Constitution that has been repealed.
Yes.
And that was, do you know?
Yep, but I'll let you say it.
The 18th, which was prohibition.
Yes. Yeah. Get that out of here. Get that out of here. Come on.
Today, the original Constitution is on display at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, it was moved for a time to Fort Knox for safekeeping. Now, an ultra-rare copy of the Constitution will be going up for auction later this month.
Really?
The document is one of 8 surviving signed copies of the proposed Constitution that were sent to each of the 13 original states for ratification. It is also the only one that's currently held in private hands. The other 7 are publicly owned. It was found in an old filing cabinet in 2022.
Are you kidding me?
At a plantation estate in Edenton, North Carolina, that was formerly owned by the governor of North Carolina.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So they just found it.
Old file cabinet.
In an old filing cabinet.
Hanging files.
If you're interested in possibly owning a piece of American history,
sure.
The bidding starts at $1 million.
$1 million for a piece of history? Yeah. I mean, I can't swing it, but it's not bad. I mean, for such a limited.
It's probably going to go for way more than that.
Document. Yeah. Imagine that just sitting in a file cabinet. Go check your file cabinets at home. You don't know what's in there. You might have a. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what you might have there? All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Constitution, did you say?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play a song with one of the amendments, right? So we're going to play a song for the Fifth Amendment, which protects your right from self-incrimination.
Shut your mouth.
Exactly. So we're going to play Silence is Golden by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, it's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons there, and Silence is Golden. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because today's Constitution Day.
It sure is.
So we were talking about the Constitution.
Love the Constitution.
Who doesn't?
Recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Go.
All right, the U.S. Constitution is the oldest constitution of any major government in the world.
Six men signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
And since 1789, more than 11,000 amendments have been introduced in Congress, but only 27 have been actually approved.
There you go. They trimmed the fat. That's a lot to go through. 11,000? Good God. I wonder how many get introduced, you know, in an annual period.
That we don't hear about.
It's got to be, I mean, 11,000, I mean, because you're talking, it's got to be something really, really big and something really, really important.
Right.
11,000? Good golly.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. So I just want to learn more about the Constitution, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Yes. You can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's up there. Plus, we do this on Facebook Live, so you can see behind the scenes. Facebook.com/legends1027 every weekday at 4:10. And it gets archived up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the whole archive there, the behind the scenes conversations, all of that up there on YouTube. Wonderful. Back tomorrow. Fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic, weather on the way. Tracy Chapman coming up. And something from America as well. Speaking of the Constitution, we're going to play the group America coming up. So patriotic today.
Love it.
On Legends 102.7.